The first reason was there are no aging cherry. Secondly, Chazok ben Onos bilas nus, and he was living with her. He didn't try to prevent her from living with anybody else. Says Reb Moshe, he doesn't understand. You're dealing in Svara, and these were anusim, and it was the Kaimer. What do you mean, didn't prevent her from living with anybody else? It's a talif base. That's what this was all about. Of course he was preventing her from living with anybody else. So that why shouldn't we have Rav Henkin's Kiddushei Torah, the Chazokah, the Nodem Eise, Bilosa, Bilas, Nus? And it's a plea atzuma. I mean, Rav Henkin says that Rav Henkin's svar is a nice svar, and it's the skavel, but it can't be shot in the rehorsh. The rehorsh certainly didn't hold that there was this kind of chazoke in the chazoke vein odam eisa bilosa bilas nus. A lot of the achrenim talk about the rehorsh. I don't know of a chelik on the rehorsh. In the Kiddushei Kleiner. And they talk about people being machaven le Kiddushei Kleiner, not being machaven le Kiddushei Torah, and I always had trouble understanding, and I realized that Kiddushei Kleiner are without a Birkas Erusin, and that all the Musotin of Kiddush aren't there, but, Kiddushin has nothing to do with Kiddusha. Kiddushin is a relationship, and in the Lahavdol of Havdolas, that's what it's all about, whether you're Machaven to be Machayim the Mitzvah Satayre, or you're not Machayim to be Machayim the Mitzvah. That's it. Why are Kedusha Kemer different? The person is Machaven, Le Kedusha Kemer, not Le Kedusha Teir. What kind of Lashem Yichud do you need for Kedusha Teir? It's clear you can have Kedushin without Lashem Yichud be Machayim the Mitzvah, Gigat Hikisha. You don't need Kavon or Lashem Mitzvah. Nobody says you need Kavon or Lashem Mitzvah. You need Kavon as Kenyan. But if you'll have somebody, you'll have a Tinek Hanishba Bein Ho'atim, who doesn't know that there was a Torah, and he'll say, Harayat Mekadeshishly, with Ne'edim Sherim, nobody is Torah, so that shouldn't be Kiddush Torah. He's not Mechav of the Kiddush Torah. So what does this mean, Kiddush Kramer? What's this concept of Kiddush Kramer altogether? I would like to say a Nusvar, in the Nus, that I think is on the Derech of Rav Henkin, but I think it eliminates the problems. Whether it will then apply to all Nisuyin Ezrochim or not, I don't know. Maybe it will depend. Maybe to some yes and to some not. But let me try. In the Chidushi Hagriyas on Chumash, there's a piece in Parshas Lech Lecha in which Rav Velvel Zecharon Livracha talks about two separate things. First, the Chumash problem, Yankov Avinu, he married two achoyos. How could Yankov marry two sisters if he was Mekai and Kol Atirah Kula? Secondly, the Kasha of the Rosh, other Rishonim, Ashikichon Mitzvah, Savitzivon Alaroy, Svosalona, Sarusas, Vitalona, Svosalona, the Chupa, the Kiddush, Mail, Shosalona, Sarusas, I understand. Vitalona, Svosuas, okay. What's Ashikichon Mitzvah, Alaroy, what does that have to do with Kiddush? A broche on Gili Aroyas or on a Tzili, not to marry somebody else. What's that got to do? It's Kushar even Taisis. Mecha Taisis that it comes into the Birkas Erusin. There's, incidentally, it's nothing to do with me, but there's there are two chuvas in the Chacham Sofer Fedalad and Tehei, in which he tries to define the term Erva, and says Erva doesn't mean a forbidden connection or forbidden relationship. I don't know the etymology. I don't know the words he uses. But he says that, well, what's his law? No'or, or whatever, that's the word in law. I don't know where the mocker is even. He doesn't bring a pasuk in Tanakh. And I can't find it in the dictionary. That's the dibuk bosa, the ish l'isha. So we speak about gili aroyes, and the pasuk speaks about the erva. But the word means the dveikus between the zocher and the kevet. Sa shekichon says it's tzivono al aroyes, means it's tzivono al hadveikus. Some beings are permissible, and some are also. And then there's also one of the Sarusos Mechula. The Briskerov says something that very, very simple. It's Mestav, it's Meskavel Alale. He says that, first in Chumash, the Yankov Avinu, he says that Yankov Avinu didn't marry Shtei Achoyos. In order to be Oivran Achoyos Ishta, you first have to have Ishta. Ishus is a construct that didn't come into existence until Maimar HaSinai. Before Maimar HaSinai, there's a Bulas Baal. You can't have issues without Mishpatei HaTorah. If I have a wife, I can have a wife's sister. I'm sorry, I can have a wife's sister without a wife. But I can't have an Achis Ishta without having issues. Issues is a technical term, and it defines the Kiddushin Ha'amura B'Torah. And there was no hefts of Kiddushin before Ma'amir HaSinai. So see, Avraham Avinu wasn't the kind of mitzvah of Mila before the Tzivuah, because there was no oral before. He became an oral when there was a mitzvah of Mila. That's, that's what it's all about. That's the Eitzah that Mamre gave Avraham Avinu, maybe. He told the priest of Torah from the Brisker of, he went to ask him, the Eitzah Alam, well, you should do it before the Tzivuah or before. So he gave him, he told him the piece of Torah of the Brisker of, that there's no Arlus before the Tzivuah, and the Tzivuah makes the Arlus. That's the same Musa. Meneva Shekichon Solicit Sivona Al Haroya, says the Brisker of, what Haroya is? The Aroyas that come are the Kiddushin, not the ones that Ben Noyach is also. Ben Noyach isn't also in those Aroyas that come are the Kiddushin, because they have the chefs of Ishus. It's only the ones that come from Ishus. That's the Virgo Seidah. The Virgo Seidah, it's the one of all Aroyas, the one that come from Chupa the Kiddushin. The others aren't referred to in the Brach. Alright. If you take that, then I understand a little bit the difference between Kiddushe Kramer and Ishus. In Yiddish, if you talk to, we speak a Londish Sprach. So if we come back from a wedding, the question is, who is Mesader Kiddushin? You go to a Balabos in Shul, the Balabos doesn't ask who is Mesader Kiddushin, they're Gegeben Chupa Kiddushin. That's his Sprach. And the Fuchsistisch Sprach reflects Musogin. The Rav gives it. He's not there saying a bracha. He's the one who's being manic these issues from Har Sinai. He creates issues. That's, people in the street think that. They think, and they're right. It turns out they're right. They think that something is being created. It's metaphysical. About it's metaphysical. But there's a new heft of issues that is created under the chuppah, and that's different from civil marriage, and it's different from Kiddush HaKayim. Is that, taking that, that's, I think, it's a Yisrael portion. That's all of this. Taking that goes a bit further. The Chazoka then Odom Eise Bilose Bilas Nuz, I understand not as a simple Festus Kashrus, and not quite what Rav Hankin said. I understand an Odom Eise Bilose Bilas Nuz as what the Rambam says in the Vizgerishim for Kefinei Seachim Bereitani. Kefinei Seachim Bereitani, says the Rambam, what does it mean? That every person has a rotzon hapnimi, he wants to do mitzvah shmei divrei chacham, he wants to do what the Torah tells him to do. That's the rotzon of the pure rotzon of every individual, even of a navarian. What's a navarian? A navarian has the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara gets in the way. So that's why we need the kafin eisoi achim reitzani. But any Jew, minus his Yetzer Hara, wants lishmeya divrei chachami. Ein Odom Eise Bilose Bilas Nus means nothing more than that. That from Har Sinai on, a Jew, the Rotzen HaPnimi of a Jew, is Kiddushi Teir, the Rensel Tavim Shalom wants from him. Mishnah Shmoya Divrei HaChomim. It's Mishnah Lishmoya Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmud. The Rensel Tavim says, that's what I want. Elamai, what if I'm dealing with a Navarian? Enochinan? The Or Sameach says, what if I'm dealing with a mumer? What if he doesn't want? And he's a mumer, and we know he doesn't want. He's a perikol, so he says enochinan. But that's the earth. We spoke about it in one of the chaburis 2 years ago. I think so. No. So he has another eight in the case of a mumer. He makes Louis Vizovin, Savina Zvina, because if he's a mummer, you can kill him, and the mummer wants to get you off his back, it's Louis Vizovin, it's just the kosher, whom you don't want to kill, because you're not allowed to kill him, it's only Achitei Nafshay. The mummer banish, you're allowed to kill. And this is the way to kill him, so we'll look at this as the Elah to kill him. So the mummer really wants to get out of it. That's, for him, different. But for the kosher, whom killing isn't part of what's going on here. For him, you need the Rambam's whole on this. Nanela, if we talk about the Chazok of the Nodmais, it seems to me, and Yosemite doesn't have any problem with anything less than a mummer. A mumer is the Boris Kaneas problem. Less than a mumer, of course, that's the Ross Nafnim. Need the Kaifnes Hashem Reitzahani. A Yisroel who knows that there is such a thing as Maimet HaSinai and Taryak Mitzvahs, he knows there's such a thing as Kupa B'Kiddushin. That's why I said before the Loshen Amami. You know, the people speak of the role of giving Kupa B'Kiddushin. They think, honestly, people think, they don't know Rav Lenkin's Lomdus. They certainly don't know that. They think that Kiddush, and they're right, they think Kiddushin is different from civil marriage. Civil marriage is secular. So Kiddushin, the role under the Kupa, they think that the Kupa is a Cheftishon Mitzvah. About it, they may not know how to define it properly, so they don't know the lumpus. But they know that what's going on under the chuppah is different from what's going on in the city clerk's office, and certainly from what's going on in front of the kamer. A Yisrael lechazofin and almost to be lost to Bilas knows he's a person wants set keteris parables. Of course, all things being equal, a person wants kedushay teirah. Therefore, we have not only an ein other be lose bilaznus, but we have an anansade. Anytime you see somebody entering into this, you've got a chazoka. Ein other be lose bilaznus. Of course, he wants it. He wants to do what the Ben Shalom wants for him. Masha ein came when you have kiddushay koimer. If he went, maybe he's lo nimo bepundikin. Or he's even boiled bifnei edim. I understand the chazok. It's not because it's a cheskis kashrus. Cheskis kashrus saying a lot more. Cheskis kashrus means that he won't do an aveira. Here we're dealing with the rotzen hapnimi of an individual. A person wants to do that which the Torah asks of him, like the mitzvah shemay divrei chachamim of the Rambam. But you see, he goes to kedushay kamer. He knows kedushay kamer is different. Kedushay kamer is mechaber for something totally different. If you're talking about nesuim ezrochim, I don't know. We'll talk about nesuim ezrochim a little bit later. He doesn't have to know that B is kamer. That's Rav Hankin's basic kash. That's the strongest riot. In the time of the Gemara, they didn't know that B was kamer either. He doesn't know there's such a thing as kedushay bia, and you tell me in order to be lost to be asnus. The answer is that you don't have to have kavone l'shem kinyan at the time you're making the kinyan. Rab, one of our thinkings, Rayas, is he says, look, people aren't booking hilchus kinyanim either. You go into a store and you buy something, and then people want it in the skoret al hamekach. People think the kesef is the kinyan. They don't know mishich is kinyan. But no one will say that there's no kinyan if you made the kinyan. You don't have to have a kinyan with l'shem yichud. I want this to be the kinyan. All you have to have is kavonas kinyan and a ma'isa kinyan. About it. If you won't want to be kinyan altogether, or you'll be an oida b'nichsei hager, kasover, shein sholoi, there's no das kinyan at all. But if you want the kinyan and you do the pulas hakinyan, even though you don't know that this is the pulas hakinyan, about it you'll be kind. Kiddushay bia for somebody who doesn't have any other ma'aseh kinyan, I think is in that category. He got married. He wants kiddushay teir. Of course, he wants kiddushay teir. He doesn't have to go about having kiddushay teir. B is the ma'isa kinyan. He doesn't have to have l'shem yichud that this B is going to be kinyan. As long as he wants kiddushay teir and he does the ma'isa bia, that's the inor. The ma'isa belos bia's nus. He wants kiddushay teir. He did bia. That's the kinyan. Like the person goes to the store and makes a mashiach, thinking that the kesef is kinyan. He'll be kinyan with mashiach as long as he does the pulas hakinyan.
He
may think that, right. But you'll ask him, what do you want? He'll answer, I want Kiddushay Teirah. Only Nebuch, I didn't go, I was too lazy to go to the Rav. I didn't want to pay for it. I didn't want to have to pay the caterer. Whatever. But I want Kiddushay Teirah. And if he wants Kiddushay Teirah and he did a nice thing to Kiddushay Teirah, he has Kiddushay Teirah. This certainly wouldn't apply to a mumer. Does it apply to a Tinik HaNishba? I'm not sure it applies to a Tinik HaNishba. Certainly he doesn't know about Maimon HaSinai. Nechem Nesli knows about Kiddushay Teirah altogether. In those cases, if we now apply it in Nisuin Mizrahim, the person who has Nisuin Mizrahim, I don't think it's the same, necessarily the same as Kedusha Kaim. Particularly, and maybe there's a difference whether you're in a Medina where there is no Rav or in a Medina where there is a Rav. If there's some ikuv that prevents you from having Kedusha Teira. If a person knows that there is such a thing as Kedusha Teira, but there's no Rav, and in a communist he's afraid, whatever, that doesn't mean that he doesn't want Kedusha Teira. He wants to do what the Teira wants from him. He doesn't know the Bias Kainer, but so what? He doesn't know Bias Kainer. It's going anyway, this is a Mice opinion, and there was Kabbalah's opinion. That's enough to create Kedusha Teira. That's similar to what Rav Henkin is saying, only it doesn't go as far as what Rav Henkin is saying. He's saying it's a Kinyan Tivi, it's Matias Akinyan. What I'm saying is that everybody wants this. That's what he's Mechaber for. Only he doesn't know that the Mice is Mitzvaret. But if it is a Mice Akinyan and there's also Kabbalah's Kinyan, that's enough to be Mitzvaret. The truth of the matter is I could stop right here and it would explain at least some of the things. But I want to go a step further. Reb Moshe has a series of other tshuvas dealing with reform marriage, where he says people are boil adas kedushin rishonim, they don't know that the first kedushin were on chal, and therefore there's no kabbalah skinning altogether. Rav Henkin, of course, says that in those cases there are kedushin l'shitosei about it, tekinitivi v'chulei v'chulei. I don't know, but I may be able to go one step further. The problem is that we're dealing with ordinary Maisa HaKinyan, ordinary concepts of Kinyonim. This sounds very much like an Oida B'Nichse HaGer V'Kosover Shen Shalom. Oida B'Nichse HaGer, there's no Kabbalah's Kinyan altogether. Since there's no Kabbalah's Kinyan, even though I do a Maisa HaKinyan, there's no Kinyan. If you go back to the Gemara, we have some problems. And what really bothers me is the Maariv. But even in the Gemara, you have verses in the Kaddish with the Pochis, Mishover Prute, and then he's and on Mesa Bilosabiasnus, Mehechatesa, that he should be Mechavon Lashem Kedushin. So, and I don't know, it's a riot, Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin himself, there must be Rav Henkin himself, who says that in that case, the person may be mahaseis, he doesn't know whether it's Kedushin or Pogum Shavuprute, so therefore it's like an insurance policy. He's mahav for Kedushin B in case it was Pogum Shavuprute. It's clearly a deichik. And it won't help for the case of the Marit. And the Marit, he thought it was a Shavuprute. Why should we say, what's the difference if he thought the ring was a Shavuprute and turns out it's a Pogum Shavuprute, or he thought that the Kedusha Reform clergyman is Kedushin and turns out it wasn't? In either case, why should he be Mechaven for a new Maisa Kedushin in the Bia? It seems to me that there are two kinds of Kinyon. Kinyonim in general are symbolic. Kinyonim are hiraz by this. I'm showing that it's mine, and by showing that it's mine, it becomes mine. If you talk about a kinyon chazokit, that's what chazokit is. I turn a clod of earth over, and that's chazokit. It becomes mine. Lahavdol, I suppose they got it from us, but that was livery of size in early common law. And literally, he took a clod of earth, he turned it upside down, and they knew it was hocus pocus. And that was a hocus pocus as a kind of a hiruaz bailus that had to be on the land, v'hule, and that affects transfer of title. Why is oida b'nichse hager not kaine? Oida b'nichse hager isn't kaine because we don't have kavonas kinyan. But he's still oida b'nichse hager. He did a maisa kinyan. The answer seems to me is that how do I know that this is a Roth virus? Maybe he's just digging for the fun of it. He wants to dig. He likes digging. You can dig in somebody else's field too. It's called a mazik. Maybe he's being a mazik. If he's mechavin l'shem kinyan, so it becomes a Roth virus. If he's not mechavin l'shem kinyan, it's not a Roth virus. That's Eidav Nifeh again. If you take the kinyoning of issues, it's very tempting to say that the three kinyonim of Ishus are exactly parallel to the kinyonim of Karka. In Karka you have Kesef, Shtar, and Chazoke, and in Kinyon Ishus you have Kesef, Shtar, and Biyah. Biyah is the Chazoke. That's the hero's bailus. That's what kedusha is all about. It's the conjugal relationship to the exclusion of others, and that's the chazoke. It's kesef shtar chazoke. How do I make a chazoke? On karka you dig, and in ishus you're bailed. The B is the chazoke. It's the hero's bailus. If so, then an oider benichsei hager, kosover shushaloi, he thinks he's married, and now he makes a kinya chazoke, it should be meaningless. How do I know that he intends it as a maisa hakinyan? You need that, otherwise it could be stama maisa biyom. However, it seems to me that biya is chazoke, but it's better than chazoke. Why in chazoke do I need kavonas kinyan? Because without Kavonas Kinyan, it's not a Kinyan. Without Kavonas Kinyan, as I said before, he's playing games, he likes to dig, he's a mazik, he wants to destroy somebody else's karka. How do I know why he's digging? In Kiddushei Biyah are different. Kiddushei Biyah in a case where a person believes that it's shaloi. He's either benichsei ager, kasavar, shehin shaloi. He's being boil, and he thinks this woman is already his wife. What's he doing here? In Ishus, if she's an Ishus Ish, she's Osir Akula Alma except for her husband. The only way that he is Mutter in this Karka is if this Karka is his. In somebody else's karka, I can be a mazik b'rishus also. I'm not allowed to dig somebody's karka if I don't want to be kainah. If he gives me rishus, I'm not even a mazik. And if I'm not a mazik, I can dig in his karka. Maybe I'm not causing any harm. Maybe I'm being mashbiach the karka. If it's a field, he's going to plant it tomorrow. I'm doing him a favor. It's a kainah. It's a gemilas chesed. I can be either in somebody else's karka without kinyan. But in an isha, the only way you can be either in an Eishas Ish is if she is Shaloi. Memele, every Bia in an Eishas Ish, who is your Eishas Ish, is a Hiro's Bailus by definition. That's a stronger Kinyan than an ordinary Chazoke. An ordinary Chazoke needs at least Das Kinyan, because otherwise, how do I know it's a Kinyan? Bia is a different Kinyan. Bia with a woman who is an Eishas Ish is mutter only from the Baal. Menele, every Bia is a Hiraz Bailus, even without Kavonet. Here you have a Chazoka that doesn't need a Kavonet Kinyan. It's Menele Kavonet Kinyan. It's back to what Rav Henkin called a Kinyan Tizi, as long as we're dealing with somebody who is, in general, being Mechavin for Kiddushei Torah, and not Kiddushei Kamer. He knows what Ishus is all about. He doesn't want to be boiled somebody else's Ishus. It's his wife he wants to be boiled. He wants be it in the context of Ishus of Matan Torah. And if he is boiled, you don't need Kavonah. To go a step, or not a step further, but just to rephrase it in different terms, it's like stoma l'shmo kaimi. You don't need kavona whenever it's stoma l'kavona. That's a principle. Wherever something is oimid l'kach, you don't need the kavona. Oide v'nichse hager, it's not oimid for me to make a kinyan. Any kinyan chazoke is not a chazoke without kavona's kinyan, because it's not oimid l'kinyan. A bia with a woman that I think is my wife is aimed for this. It's aimed for the bia of Ishus. And that's what the kinyan of bia is. The kinyan of bia, the nice bia is a kinyan of Ishus. If she is aimed lakach, then I don't need my kavonet. So it's what Rav Henkin says, but from a different angle. Not because it's a Kenyan TV and I'm throwing everybody else away. It's because I'm the only one who is permitted to do this, and I'm doing it because I think she's my wife. Menele, this is the Hiraz Bailus. This is the Chazoke. Even without kavonet. Here, the Chzorn of Eidib Nisekir doesn't exist. The Chzorn of Eidib Nisekir is because we don't see a mice of issues. Well, sorry, we don't see a Maisa Chazok, we don't see a Maisa Kinyan. In the case of Anisha, who's Oymid Lakach, and to nobody else, I can't say I was doing it for the fun of it. You can't do it for the fun of it. I can't do it as a Gemilas Chesed to somebody else. The only way you can do it is L'Shem Ishus. The male is Stoma L'Kinyan time. He doesn't have to have that Kinyan if it's already programmed for the Das. If it's Stoma L'Kinyan, then the Maisa HaKinyan doesn't need Kavon. It's Menele. So that even if it's Kesov Rishu Shaloi, he thinks that the Reform Kedushin or Kedushin or whatever, the Bia afterwards is a Bia that establishes issues. Memela lemaisa. If you take this analysis of ainu lemaisa below to be as news for nesuim as rochim, of course it depends the malkum bisman and the individuals. If you're dealing with a tinnik and nishbe, I think it's like kedushay kaima. They don't know about maimar hasinai. They don't know there is such a thing as kedushay teir, which is different from bulas ba'al abanatum. If you're dealing with a mumer, it's like the arsamayach said in kedushay shashim britani without his eitzit. Of course, he's not interested. If you're dealing with somebody who's porut in znus, which Ramot says, nobody holds his kaina, somebody who is porut in znus, I know about it. In general, a person wants to do the rotzim hatayr. In general, a person wants kedushay tayrit. But if he's porut in znus, we know he doesn't care. We see he doesn't want dafka kedushay tayrit. Mimeil, we don't have a non tzadi. They know the most to do what to do as znus. He'll be a boil and nida. What's one got to do with the other? A boil and nida because he's retotva. He's a varian, a kashim ha-maitre. But the rotzim hapnimi is to have kedushay tayrit. So mimeil, unless we see something to the contrary, the assumption is that every individual wants kedushay teira, at least in a situation which is not a mumer, and he knows what kedushay teira are. He knows this is a concept of issues that comes from Maimed Har Sinai. If you deal with people who don't know that there was such a thing as Maimed Har Sinai, and they're so estranged that these concepts are totally meaningless, I'm not sure that there's a chazoka of Ein Ol Meisa B'Lo Asa B'Lo Asnus. On this analysis, there would be no chazoka of Ein Ol Meisa B'Lo Asa B'Lo Asnus. This analysis, the whole chazoka, is predicated upon the fact that there is such a thing as issues from Har Sinai, and that the person knows that there's such a thing as issues from Har Sinai.
Yeah,
the Rashba, right? I'm saying the Rashba is very simple. The Rashba says that this is the Rotzen Hapnimi of every individual. Mele, if you show him a woman who's in need of Yisrei Tokso, or he doesn't care. But unless there's something that's there to contradict the Rotzen Hapnimi, everybody wants to do what the Torah says. If he can have Kedusha Torah, he wants Kedusha Torah. Even though he does other Averis, why not? Like the Rambam says on the Kekinesa, even on the Avarian, Kekinesa Hashem Bereitzani, because the Rotzen Hapnimi wants it. Anybody who knows about Kedusha Torah has the Rotzen Hapnimi, he wants it. Unless you see from him to the contrary. Where have you seen from him to the contrary? Mumra, I've seen the contrary. Poritz Baroyis, I've seen to the contrary. The Radvaz in the first tshuva would hold that a Baal Nida, I've seen to the contrary. The others say, so what if he was a Baal Nida? Doesn't mean he doesn't want Kedusha Torah. Every Jew wants Kedusha Torah. He's stolen Lekach, and I'm sorry. We know everybody wants it. I want to analyze today civil marriage, Nisuin Ezrochim, which was on the last Bechina. I had trouble answering one of the questions of the Bechina, so I'll try to work it through a little bit. Originally, I thought that I would use this opportunity to be Merakes, to be Mesakeh, and Beshitas in Nisuin Ezrochim. It's, I think, the third or the fourth times I've tried to go through all the material, and I never quite managed to finish even the material that I have. And I constantly discover that there's new material on civil marriage. But anyway, it's Medrash v'loy chidush. So I'll talk about one nekuda. The mesiras midoy is I'm not halacha lemaisa. I'm not even sure that I'm right in the theory. But it's I think topical in a lot of different ways. But before I begin, I want to make two points. One came home to me very, very strongly about 3 or 4 weeks ago, when a certain Jewish organization that's intent upon solving the problems not only of America, but of Eretz Yisrael also, had a conference on the proposed constitution for Medinat Yisrael and a Bill of Rights, and imported a number of Israeli professors to speak in favor and invited me to speak against. So I said what I had to say. And obviously one of the problems was marriage, divorce, b'chulei. And afterwards, one of a professor from Duke University came over to me to tell me that he has a solution to the problem, and he thinks it's fair and equitable to all concerned, and that is that the Constitution, the Chok, whatever, will state clearly that anybody who gets married Kedas Moshe Yisrael is mechuyev to get divorced Kedas Moshe Yisrael and doesn't have an option of a civil divorce. But anyone who gets married civilly has the option of a civil divorce, and since Nisuyin Ezrochim don't have any takeif, there shouldn't be a problem. Everybody should be happy about it. There's no kfiya datit, and shalom al Yisrael. My response was that it's a very good solution for America, and that I had made the proposal that when the get law in the state of New York is declared unconstitutional, which it surely will, it's just a matter of time, that if you operate on a contract theory, it is possible to pass a law that I believe may, nothing is ever guaranteed, it may pass constitutional muster, and you would even stamp or put a legend on the marriage license that participation in a religious marriage is tantamount to a contractual obligation to dissolve the marriage according to the tenets of that faith. And you've got a contract theory that I think is good in secular jurisprudence, but for Dine Yisrael, I rattled off the few that I could remember, the few shittas that held in Sun is Rochim are valid. And I'll give you just a partial list, in addition to Rav Henkin that everybody knows about, the Mar Chilei, the Mincha Sichil, the Zakan Arim, the Tzofnis Paneach, the Zvar Avron, all of those, Chain Eden, they just can't be brushed aside, Kalach Hayat. They held that the Suin Ezrochim require a get. I tried to explain to this person that people who are makbid on basar chalak are also makbid on a zivuk chalak, and that the net result will be that you're going to create a whole class of people that are going to have difficulty in marrying freely with other members of the community. To which his response was that it's mukubal ba'aretz, that all the poskim in Eretz Yisrael have declared pe'echod that nisuin ezrochim are not valid. To which I responded that if he looks in the Piske Din Rabboniim, he will find Piske Din that adopt the contrary position. I was careful to add not all of them by any means, but he will find Piske Din of the Bote Din of the Rabbanut in Eretz Yisrael that adopt the contrary view. And just let me give you the Mar Makonis. In Kerech Vov, Amud 372, this is a Bezdin Izuri in Ashdod. It's the earliest of the Piskei Din. The statement was as follows. With regard to Nisuin Ezrochim, Mukubal Lahachmir, Rak, Shas, Hatzak, Godel, Vegam, Bitsiruf, Esnifi, Acherim, Lahatir. The Ov, I don't know who wrote the Pesach Din, the Ov Bezdin was Rav Goldschmidt. The other two names I didn't recognize. Then in Kerach Zayin Amud 44, in a Psak Din that was accepted Berov Deis, there was a minority view, the following citation, Kfar Niskabel Lehetero B'Shas HaTchak, V'Ein HaGet Elo Chumra. The author of that Psak Din was Rav Shol Yisraeli, who doesn't like some of the things I've said in other areas, but that was what's interesting is that was a psak din. I can't believe the case doesn't involve more than the fact. A lot of this material is fascinating. I mean, it's kedai to spend a little time reading some of these psak din. There, if unless it's more than meets the eye, the tevas was a woman who was divorced from her husband. They've been married with Kufu Kvikidushin, divorced Kadas Moshe Yisrael, and then there was a reconciliation. Only they didn't bother having a second Kufu. And there was a child, or two children, that were born from before the first get. And the husband is now dead. And she comes to Bezdin, she wants a declaration that she was married all this time because of the pagam of the child who is now 15 years old. And I don't know what the pagam of the blood could possibly be. He was born before the get, And she states explicitly that there is no tvias momen, that the psak won't be used for any tvias momen, and in the das hamiut who disagreed, it was also a statement that this the tekef is only for yisuf ha'eter and not for psak momen, where you can say kimli v'chulei. No, and it goes now to the bezdin hagodol iruri. You know, what they with a long psak din against her, Miskabel Baroyev Deis, Rav Yisraeli wrote the psak against her, and Rav Goldschmidt, who is now, I presume it's the same Goldschmidt, now is a member of the Bezdin Hagodol, writing that in this case, I mean, here you're dealing with Lonim Obapundiki. It's pretty hard, no, they were in Scarish, and Lonim Obapundiki, it's very hard to be Mavatal this second Kedushin, but Rav Yisraeli did. And the third Dayan was a Sephardi name I didn't recognize, one line saying he's masking to Rav Yisraeli, to the Maskona, not necessarily calls him the Mukin, but he's masking to the Maskona. The strongest statement against Nesuyin Ezrochim is that of Rav Yisraeli in this Psak, and Rav Goldschmidt is careful to say in his opinion connected that of course the nidun here isn't the Suyin Ezrochim, that's a separate parsha, will be done on that separately. Then in volume test, Amud 355, there's another statement. The Derech Klal, Dinon Shom Nesuyin Ezrochim, Donin Kol Echod Lugufe Shol Inyan, Umatziv Mnei Hazug, Hamokim Vahazman, Ve'ein Psak Din Echod Al Shal Mikro Mesuyim, Yochol Hashbi Al Mikro Acher, Afilu B'doimoloi. Ki hakel fi reis eine hadayin nidoin. The Ov Bezn is a Bezn HaGadol, if I remember, was Rav Kapach, and one of the other dayanim was Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. The third name was Mizrahi, I don't recognize it. But that's the most recent psak din of the Bezn HaGadol. That's simply, you know, what the matzav is in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you see clearly from the Piskei Din Rabbonim that there isn't any dover, bor, or muchlat with regard to any of these things. The second point that I wanted to make, and Baruch Hashem, the one thing that was miskavish, if nothing else, in the last couple of days, is the tshuva of the Dvar Avram, of the Kov Merov, that I saw b'snim for the first time. It was quoted, till now I was relying on the Eitzer HaGoyinim, which quoted it, but the most important things they didn't quote. It's something that I have been, you know, saying for a long time, but, you know, Baruch Hashem, I found it here. One of the things with regard to Nesuyin Ezrochim that I have never understood is that everything operates with an automatic. Is there a chazoke? Isn't there a chazoke? In most of the cases, of course, I will deal with every one of the cases separately, but in most of the cases, you're dealing with a situation in which the people have been living together, they've been sharing an apartment, and their names have been listed as Mr. and Mrs., and they're assumed to be married. People don't ordinarily know what kind of ceremony that the couple had, and indeed, I'm not even sure they would make the slightest difference. But we have the Dorim Olam Negyoyim B'cheskas Ishtay. How do we know afterwards that the only Nesuyim were Nesuyim Ezrochim? If there's here the Chazoke of Lamed Yoyim, which tells me that Ish V'Ishtay. Mainly if we're dealing with a case where the couple has come from Russia, and they run right off the plane, and they go to the Bezdin, and you have a Pesha Osar, Pesha Heat there in the Lamed Yoyim. Mela, I understand. They come, they tell me it's Nesuyim Ezrochim. We know that only from them. We have no Chazoke. She's not Musig as an HSC. She can be done on what they claim were the original Nesuyim. But if you're dealing with a situation which the Muchzakish V'Ishtay, that has nothing to do with the Chazoke, then other Meisiv Yilosiv Yilosnus. That's the evidentiary Chazoke, the Chazkas issues that exist between them, and to be afterwards the Gobi Mavar that originally it was only Nesuyim Ezrochim, I'm not sure would make the slightest difference. Maybe if you show that it was a reform ceremony, then maybe, and that's not for today, maybe there's room to be done that was since Gobi Mavar the beginning of this relationship, and they thought it was valid, that they should have done anything else, maybe, and only this is very tentative, that there was was nothing further. But if it was only Nisuyim Mizrochim, there are lots of people who have Nisuyim Mizrochim for a lot of different reasons, and afterwards they have Chuppah B'Kiddushin, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. There are a lot of reasons, particularly in East European countries, where you have civil marriage and then you do whatever you have to do. And even in this country, there are people who have civil marriages for perfectly valid reasons, and then afterwards they have Chuppah V'Kiddushin. The fact that you've shown that there was a civil marriage doesn't negate the possibility of Kiddushin Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. No Bor Shekivanti, there's in the Devar Avraham, after his tshuva, we regard to Sim Mizrochim, he says there was a Maisa Pei Kehil Kiddusha Kovne, and the woman left, she came back, and she was Muchsek in the city, even though she hadn't been living there, but was Muchsek in the city that she had been married, and she came and she claimed that it was Nisuyim Ezrochim, and he says, Lemayav Lemayrit, she was Muchsek, is an Ashes Ish, and even if you would hold Nisuyim Ezrochim or nothing, even if she'll bring now a Te'uda that says it was Nisuyim Ezrochim, doesn't mean anything, maybe there was a flip also. The whole question of Nisuyim Ezrochim, you can be done only when you know proof positive that that's the only thing that there was, and that there's no cheskat issues other than that. Otherwise, it's irrelevant. You don't need the chazok of enon moshe b'vasi b'vaznus. You've got the chazok, dorim of the cheskat ishtoi, that they're married. And the source of the marriage isn't what you're being done on when there is a cheskat issues. All right, putting that aside, let me talk about the marriage per se and what status it has in halacha. I'm assuming that we're dealing with Nisuyim Mizrochim that didn't have Edim or didn't have Mesiras Hatabat. And you know, incidentally, again, if you look at the Yitzhar Paiskin, there are some Achrenim who talk about whether or not the document that you receive has the status of a Shtar Kiddushin. That depends what kind of document you use. In this country, I don't know of any document that could conceivably be regarded as a Shtar Kiddushin. In other countries, maybe there were such documents, and then they have the union, whether an Akum writes it, and it's scrolling it, oh, Gavov, is it a Shtar? But, I mean, obviously, we're talking about Nisuyim Mizrochim, in which there were no Edim, or at least no Edim Sherim, or there wasn't the Mesiras Hatabat. You can have Nisuyim Mizrochim that have Edim Sherim, and you have Chuppah Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Certainly, the Lashonis that are used in our country would qualify as Lashonis of Kiddushin, and if there isn't Mesiras Hatabat, and you have two Edim, you've got Kiddushin, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. It's not Nisuyim Mizrochim. But let's deal in the situations in which look, I take you, I thee betrothed with this ring as my lawful wedded wife, or worse to that effect. It's Harei Apishti. No, Harei Apishti is a lashon of kiddushin. And yeah, look, I can't conceive of every possible lashon that some clerk may use, who knows where. But the standard schois that I have seen in this country are all the shaynus of kedushin. Now he doesn't have to be arayim kedushly. Harayat ishti is also good enough. No, lashonis seem to be good lashonis. So that you're dealing then in other cases where the kidmaisa kedushin is no maisa kedushin. What you're left with is the possibility of kedushi biyeh, based upon the principle of ein odom maisa bilosa bilaznus. If you look at the chazaka of ein odom maisa bilosa bilaznus, I find at least four different analyses of the chazaka, and I'll try to do this. Of at least four different has bearing for the concept of ein odom oise bilose bilasnus. The first is the Rambam. The Rambam that speaks about the lonim of a pundiki, the Rambam that says that Pone Abneged, the Goenim, who said that Pone Abola Pnuye, there's also Chazok of Ein Odom Oise Bilose Bilasnus. The Rambam seems to say that the Chazok of Ein Odom Oise Bilose Bilasnus is either with Kiddushin Al Tnai, if you boil afterwards as a presumption that he wants issues, or lonim of a pundiki, where it was his wife. And now the chashali is whether he's been mevatel the get, whether he's mekadesh a second time. So the ain of meisa bilosi bilas nus, as you find it in the Rambam, is limited to the hanhoge of a baal imishta. If you're living together with a woman who is in some way a wife or is in a relation, in a matrimonial relationship, the presumption is that you're boil l'shem kiddushin. And the Or Sameach, I think, correctly says that according to the Rambam, it would make absolutely no difference whether Loimo the Pundiki or after Kiddushin Al-Tanai, whether she's in need or she's not in need. This is clearly not a Cheskes Kashrus. And the kind of Chazokah that the Rambam is talking about has nothing to do with the fact that the person wants to do the right thing. It's psychological in nature. And therefore, even if she's in need, there is the Chazokah they know the Meisa Bilos Bilas Nus. You certainly can't extrapolate from that to the situation of Nisuim Ezrochim, although by the same token, you can't say the opposite either. Maybe the Nisuim Ezrochim rises to the level of the kind of issues that the Rambam is talking about, that you would say the Chazokah they know the Meisa Bilos Bilas Nus. I don't have a hecher in terms of the Rambam. I'm simply pointing to the Rambam in terms of the nature of the Chazokah. For the Rambam, it's, I think, what can best be described as a psychological Chazokah and has something to do with the matrimonial relationship. And then the question is, does Nisuyim Ezrochim rise to a level that's comparable to Kiddushin Al-Tanai or Loni Mobipundiki? And how to deal with that, I don't know. That's just the first definition of Ein Odom Eisa Bilos Bilas Nus. Secondly, and here I think the Radvaz is probably the best example, and maybe the Rivosh in the Rivosh's second Nimuk. And that is, I'm taking the Radvaz first. The Radvaz says clearly, at least in one shuva, that there's no Chazokah Ein Odom Eisa Bilos Bilas Nus if she was in need at the time. The Radvaz clearly learns that Chazokah Ein Odom Eisa Bilos Bilas Nus is a Cheskes Kashrus. A person doesn't do an Aveira. And if you see that he is being Boil and Needy, you see that he is doing an Aveira. So if he's doing one Aveira, why shouldn't he do a second Aveira? The problem in the Radvaz is that there's theorists in the Radvaz. There's another shuva in which the Radvaz is talking about the Yisra Saita, and there the Radvaz says that there is a Chazokah Ein Odom Eisa Bilos Bilas Nus. The theorists in the Radvaz, Achreinim, talk about, they just talk about the distinction between Yisra Kal and Yisra Chomur, or they distinguish between Yichud and Biyamamish. I'm not going to go into that right now. Suffice it to say that for the Radvaz, I think it's clear that the Chazokah is in the form of a Cheskas Kashrus. So that if you're dealing with a person who doesn't have, who's clearly a Mufkar, or in the case where the woman is in Nida, and I suppose you'll have to add the parties know that there is such a thing as Nisa Nida, because if they don't know that there's Nisa Nida, I don't see how this destroys the Cheskas Kashrus with regard to the Yisra Pnuya. For the Radvaz, the Chazokah is clearly a Cheskas Kashrus. The third Shita is the Shita's HaRashba, the Avim Luim in Lamed Gimel, it's called an Aleph. The Rashba clearly holds as a Chazokah, they know the Moshe Bilosi Bila as Nus, even if the woman is in need at the time. So, the question is, what is the Shitas HaRashba? What does the Rashba hold? What is the nature of the Chazok of Ein Odom Eisa Bilas Nus? I think that the Rashba, if that's all that we had, we could deal with in one of several different ways. One way to explain the Rashba would be on the basis of Leshova Ketere V'Ochal Isur. And we find that even with regard to Avayonim who are choshud on an Iser Chomur, but nevertheless, an Iser Kal, they won't be Eivor unless they have to. That's the Gemara in Chulin of Dalit. Chem Ton Shleivri HaVeir Achra HaPesach is Mutar Miyat, Mipnei Shehein Machlisim. These are the Eivor HaVeir who are not Nevayor Chomus before Pesach. The Eivor Bal Yeruah, but the Yisr, the Rabbonon of Chomesh, of all the Pesach, they won't be Eivor. The Yisr Bal Yeruah, they're Eivor because they don't want to destroy the Chomesh. The financial motivation is what causes them to be Eivor, the Yisr. But Achar HaPesach, even the Yisr, the Rabbonon, they won't be Eivor, they'll be Machlifit, in order to be Nitzel from the Yisr, the Rabbonon. So that would be the simplest way to explain the Rashba, that it's a, again a kind of cheskes kashrus, and it's a form of loy shova ketere, v'ochal iser, ad kedekach, that's difficult to understand the shita of the Radaz and maybe of the Rivosh, if they hold that the chazoka doesn't apply in the case of a nida or whether some other iser involved in the bi. Reb Moshe and others ask it as a kashya on the Radaz, and Reb Moshe, in the Igros Moshe, presents an interesting theory. Says Reb Moshe that there is this principle of leishova keter bochal isura, but the problem is that we also need yidias aiding, need the aiding to know this. And says Reb Moshe, that the idea of the Edim has to be idea brewer. And how can they know with the idea brewer that such a person is mechavin lebias heter? Mela, I'm not sure. If loishova keter evochal isur is a principle, that can also be part of the anan tzadik. Reb Moshe himself says that even if the Edim are talmidei chachomim who know the principle, that Lishova Ketera Vachal Isura, the Edim don't know that the Mekadesh and Miskadeshes know all of this. What we're left with is a problem. What if you're dealing with a case where the Mekadesh and Miskadeshes, they're all Talmidei Chachomim, they all know of this, and in the Gemara we find this, in the Gemara says that there is Vadai. That his B'teris Vadai should rise to the level of Anan Sade, that Anan Sade, that there's a Lishova Ketera Vachal Isura, that should be enough to generate Edus on the Kedushin also. The basic svar, incidentally, is also in the Dvar Avraham, a slightly different context, but he also points to the fact that in addition to all the umdnis and the chazokis, you also need it with regard to the Edim, and insofar as the Edim is concerned, it may be lacking, at least in some circumstances. Lanias Daiti, I don't think that it's a kasha on the Rashba at all. It seems to me that according to the Rashba, we don't have a principle of Leshava Tekerev Ochel Yisura in this case at all. And that's because the principle of Leshova Keter of Ochel Yisur applies to a person who has two kazais, and one kazais is Neveira, the other kazais is Shvuto. Why should he do a Neveira if for the same money he doesn't have to do the Aveira? If you're dealing with a situation in which the person has something to gain from the Aveira, and he's not a tzaddik who has a cheskes kashrus, there's no principle of Shova Ketere Vokal Isura, at least not the Anan Sade, that no fool is a Shova Ketere Vokal Isura. And in all Kiddushin, you have Chile issues. A person has every reason not to want Kiddushin Kedas Noisha V'Yisrael. He would much prefer not to have Kiddushin, he doesn't have the Chiyuvim of Sher Ksus Vaino. He doesn't need it again afterwards if he decides that he doesn't like her, if he wants to marry somebody else. The principle Lishova Keter Bochel Isura doesn't seem to apply to Kiddushin. Of course, if Ein Rov Moishe Bilos Bilas Nus is a Cheskes Kashrus, it's a different principle entirely. It's a Cheskes Kashrus, people won't do any Aveiris, even if it's going to cost them money, even if there is an onus in not doing the Aveiris. But simply in terms of Lishova Keter Bochel Isura, I'm not sure that it applies to Kiddushin at all. Therefore, I don't see that as a kasha on the Rashba. I'm making that point now because I'm going to come back to that later in talking about in Odom Eise Bilosoi Biasnus. The second way to explain the Rashba is, which then becomes a third definition of the Chazok of in Odom Eise Bilosoi Biasnus, is that a person doesn't want a bias nus, even if he is Navarian, because bias nus is, the loshen is loshen of a marmshik. It's a gnayu bizoinu eitzel kolodom, v'cherpuhiloi. It's got nothing to do with tzidkis, but there are some things that aren't menshlich. People, even if they are vayonim, they're not prutzim baroyas, they're not licentious. Memele, the chazoka v'enolam meisa bilosa biyaznus, is also a psychological chazoka, but it's based on something else. It's based upon the genai and the bizoyin. The Maramshik formulates that in distinguishing between Chazok Veinor Bilas Bilas Nus and Pilatshus, which is a problem. It's a problem according to the Ramban and the Rishonim who hold that a Pelegish is Mutar to Hegi. The Gemara tells us Chazok Veinor Bilas Bilas Nus. Why not? If he's Mutar the Pelegish, who says he doesn't want the Pelegish? So the Maramshik says that there's a difference. Pilakshus is perfectly respectable. Mashain Kane Biaznus, if it's in a relationship in which there's no Pilakshus, but it would be in the form of a Genai or a Bezoyin or whatever, there the principle applies of Ain Odom Isa Bilosa Biaznus, because it's demeaning, it's not nice, and people don't do things that aren't nice. There are others who deal with the same kasha, and they deal with it in a different way. There are some who explain it in a way that sounds much like the Shita Saramba, that there is a presumption against issues unless it's dera issues, unless it's kedushin al tnai, unless it's lonim of a pundiki. There and only there do you have a chazaka v'enon moisa bilos bilas nus. Otherwise, enochinami could very well be a relationship of pilachus. Rav Henkin in the Kirushi Ivre says that there's a chazok v'enon moisa bilosa bilas nus in all cases except when the woman is miyuchid la'avodas habayis, like the pelegish once upon a time. And this is just another kind of servitude. It's a conjugal servitude. It's one of the many services that she performs. But in any event, those are not significant. But Ramshik focuses on the problem of how to distinguish between chazok and the institution of pilakshus, and he seems to define the notion of Ein Odom Eisa Bilos Bilas Nus is being based primarily upon this concept of Gnai and Bezoyin. If that's true, then again, we have now a new definition of Ein Odom Eisa Bilos Bilas Nus, and whether it applies to Nisuim Ezrochim or not is a totally different question. If they're dealing with people to whom civil marriage is perfectly acceptable, they have no great shaykhis to Klal Yisrael, and this isn't regarded as immoral or licentious, then maybe an ochinami. If this is the notion of Ein Odom Eisa Bilos Bilas Nus, then there is no room for establishing the chazok. If you're dealing with people who are otherwise part of a community that frowns upon kiddushin shaloi aidei chupa b'kiddushin, then maybe it is the gnai, and maybe as the loshon of the Beis Din in Kerach Tes Nefiske Din Rabbonim, maybe it depends upon the mokim and the zman and the zut. If this is the analysis, then we have a third definition, and whether there is a chazok or there's no chazok may depend upon the mokim, the zman, and the individuals. The fourth definition of Ein Odom Eisa Bilos Bilas Nus is Rav Henkin's in the Pirushi Ivra. Rav Henkin in the Pirushi Ivra says that Ein Odom Eisa Bilos Bilas Nus is a different concept entirely. He says it's a different concept entirely because he had a number of kashas. The first kasha he has is that even the time of the Gemara, who says that people knew you could be Makadish Bebiyah? And incidentally, there are some Achronim, I've seen several people, including the Devar Avraham, quote a Shagas Arya, who say, Chazok, they know the Moshe, Bilos, Bias, Nus, is only if he knows you can be Makadish Bebi. I don't know how many people know you can be Makadish Bebi. Certainly how many women know you can be Makadish Bebi. Male in the jurisdiction that recognizes common law marriage, maybe people assume it. But in New York State, where there is no common law marriage, anybody should grow up knowing he'd be Makadish Bibi. And I'm not sure they teach the first Mishnah in Kiddushin in Bishankit. So the women certainly don't know that you can be Makadish Bibi. You certainly need the das, not only the Makadish, but the das of the Miskadeshes. Rav Henkin says, even the Gemara, Rav Mangi, the Mandam Kodish Bibi, and the Amaraxis in the time of the Gemara was Liumaki Yisuper. And if Rav was Mangi, so certainly it wasn't a common occurrence by any means. How should people know that you've been Makadish Bibi ad kedekach? That we make a chazok out of it, chazok, no, the voice of Bilos, it is nus, and everybody is Mekadesh Bibi. Secondly, the Gemara, in the context in which the Gemara speaks about Ein Odom Ha'isa B'Losa B'Aznus, a person is Makadish with a Pochus Mishova Pruta, and then afterwards the question is whether he's Boil Hashem Kiddushin, or in some of the other cases in the Gemara, says Rav Henkin, if a person doesn't know that you can't be Makadish with a Pochus Mishova Pruta, then why do you give the Pochus Mishova Pruta in the first place? And the Gemara says, Odom Yideya, a person knows you can't be Makadish with a Pochus Mishova Pruta, and therefore he's Ein Odom Ha'isa B'Losa B'Aznus, he's Makadish with Hashem. Who says that every person who's Mekadish with a Pochus Mishova Pruta knows that you can't be Mekadish? Ad Kedekach, we're making a chazok out of it. Everybody knows. What do you mean everybody knows and you should make an Anansade and we have yet Edits? How do we have an Anansade that the person knows that there was no Kedushin and he's Mechavin for Kedushay Biyah? Another kasha that he asks that is even stronger, at least for this sheet, I think it's a sheet that's a Ma'arit, he quotes. In the Gemara, we're dealing with the case of a person who's a Mekadesh with a Pochus Mishova Pruta. And he knew exactly what it was. He knew it was a Pochus Mishova Pruta, only whatever. He thought that Kedushin Arkal, or he knew the Kedushin Arkal. The Ma'arit deals with the case where a person's a Mekadesh with a Matbeya, and he does, or a Shavak Yasef, and he doesn't know Bishas Kiddushin is Pochus Mishova Pruta. It's only afterwards he discovers that it was a Pochus Mishova Pruta. And there, says the Ma'arit, is also the principle of an Odom Eisav Ilosa B'Aznus. Mehecha Teisa, that in those circumstances there should be a Chazoka, an Odom Eisav Ilosa B'Aznus, that it should be Machavin for Kiddushay B'Yah. And if he's not Machavin for Kiddushay B'Yah, then what good does the Chazoka do us? From all of this, Rav Henkin says that the chazoka and odom ha'isa b'losa b'aznus and the whole kinyan bia is a different kind of kinyan. He distinguishes between what he calls a kinyan tivi and other kinds of kinyonim. I once, long before I knew there existed a sefer called Pirushi Ivra, I once wrote something that appeared in the Beis Yitzchok. Long before I was associated with this institution, that used different terminologies. What I call the Mitzius HaKinyan as distinct from a Maisa HaKinyan. To me, it was boiled in a Chotza Mishtameres and a Chotza Shena Mishtame. In a Chotza, it's Mishtame, you don't need anything. Even Shkoyne Shaloy Midaita. And a Chotza, it's not Mishtame, you need him to be in the Tzatzadei, and you should say, Tikna Lichatzevi, what's the difference? There's something that's a Mitzius, it's there, I've got it, in Yad, in Yechotzer, it's a Mitzius mine. That's enough for purposes of Kinyonim. There are other Kinyonim that they're a Meiser, they're a Pu'ula, they're a Hiruaz Bailus. I've got to almost make a Lashem Yichud in advance, but if I don't do it, you don't see from what I'm doing that I intend to be Kinyon. There's some things where the Kinyon is Bailus with everybody, and other cases where the Kinyon isn't Bailus, where Kinyon isn't Bailus, you need a Maisa Kinyon. Other places, you don't need a Maisa Kinyon. Rav Henkin, that's what the second is, what I call the Mitzius HaKinyon, I think is what Rav Henkin means when he speaks of a Kinyon Tivi. And he even quotes the Pasuk, Yod Asher Kineyu V'chamor Evus Bolo. He says it's murgish even to a balchai, not to speak of a cotton. Try to take a lollipop away from a kid. A child will scream, it's mine. What do you mean it's mine? It's murgish Patev, it's in his hand. He's got it. What do you mean you're going to take it away from him? Even the animal knows all of that. Those kinyonim, says Rav Henkin, don't need das. And he brings rayas that aren't, they're not exactly rayas. He brings the raya from Kinyone Geneva, Shinui Maisa, is a Kinyon of Agana. He's Bahavan Begana. Mela, we would say that those aren't Kinyonim that affect transfer from a Machne to a Kaina. Those are Kinyonim for Chiyuvi Ainsin, Ukedeme. Those are Kinyonim for Mishpite HaTeret. Those aren't Kinyonim that affect transfer at all. It sure creates a new status. You can't, after Shinu Maisi, you can't take the faith, it's back. It's because the Torah was makne it in Vishini Meis. But now Rafinka said, that's the Metzius. The Metzius changed. Of course the Torah was makne it. Nishtak Hashem Bailim. Nishtak Hashem Bailim. You don't have to have Kavonas Kinyan. We would also say Nishtak Hashem Bailim is something different. It's not totally in Das at all. It's a different Musig of Halach. Rafinka fits it straight as the Parash of Kinyonim. Those are Kinyonim the Metzius. I suppose he was thinking of Kibush Muhammad. The Dvar of Rome says something very similar in Kibush Muhammad. But we're not, it's similar to Rafinka says. It's a mitzvah. He don't have need a l'shem yichud for that. So the kinyan of bia, says Rav Henkin, is a mitzvah. He calls it a kinyan tivi. What is it? Whenever a person is boil and he's mishamer this woman, she shouldn't be mizana with other people. That by definition is ishus. So his problem is kulegish. That's what a kulegish is. Says Rav Henkin, and Rav Henkin, when I saw it the first time, I didn't realize that it was a chidush that wasn't makubal to everybody. Says Rav Henkin that enochenami, a polegish that you're meshamer from everybody else, that's an ashes ish. And that there are two kinds of polegishin. There's a polegish that's a mekadeshish, who's an ashes ish. And there's another Pelegesh that's not an Eishas Ish. If you're Mishamer her from everybody else, that's Eishas Mamish. That's this Chazok. Wherever you enter into a permanent conjugal or an ongoing conjugal relationship to the exclusion of others, that's the Mitzius of Eishas. You try to take somebody's woman away from him. Like you try to take a lollipop from a child. You know, like the Hever and the Gass. They'll start, you know, even without suing this rofin. They'll kill you for it. It's there. Mamish, it's a mortgage. Mortgage b'teva. That's exactly how Rav Henkin defines it. He says it's mortgage b'teva, and that's issues. And then, of course, it's non-tati. Whenever people are doing this, you know that that's what they intend, and you don't need any l'shem yichud, don't need kavonas kinyan. It's a kinyan tivi, or what I call a kinyan b'metzius. There are problems with regard to this. Incidentally, I just want to add parenthetically. So Rav Henkin, of course, says, Nesuim Mizrochim, that's what it's all about. Mimele, all the Nesuim Mizrochim, Arkidushim, Kedas, Moshe, Yisro, you need to get. That's what he says in Pirush Yivri, Simen, Gimel. In Simen, Hey, in two lines. Rav Henkin says, this is written now in the 1920s, maybe 1930s, not later than that, certainly. And undoubtedly, he was referring to Soviet Russia. He says, there are medinas in which all you have to do is go to a fakid, and in some office, you sign a document that's kedushin, and when you want to get divorced, that's also all that you have to do. You go back to the office, to a different office, whatever, and you sign another piece of paper, and you're mugereshes. That was the policy in the Soviet Union at that time. It later changed. They later tried to discourage divorce. But in the early days of socialism with female equality, that was one of the banners, this was part of the platform. The platform was easy in, easy out, kiddushin, matrimony, it's not sacred. It's a, you know, it's a relationship between the parties. Whenever they want it, they have it. Whenever they don't want it, they dissolve it. And it's a symbol, it's a hocus pocus and finish. So Rav Henkin says in those medinas, civil marriage is nothing. That's not, he's not being mishamer her from aherim. It's not intended to be mishamer her from aherim. It's not intended to be durable. It's not permanent. Memele, those kedushin aren't kedushe via. Just parenthetically, I don't know what Rav Henkin would say in 1990 in New York. He was writing, and he clearly says that in America, that in Nesuim Mizrochim, when he's writing, those are Nesuim. That was when the state of New York, the only way you could get a divorce was by proving adultery. Today, you've got no fault divorce. All you have to do is be separated for 12 months. And then, in effect, you go to the pakid, so it's a court, and you can need a lawyer, and it costs a few extra dollars. But essentially, it's just a matter of filling out forms and waiting, and then you get a civil decree. It doesn't involve any more than that. It's not as easy as it was in Soviet Russia in the 20s, I don't know what Rav Henke would say in New York today. Everybody quotes Rav Henke as the one who says, Nisuyin Ezrochim requires a get, Kadas Meshav Yisrael. I'm not sure anymore. I don't know. I don't know what the matzav is today. I suspect that people don't really know the law yet. They don't know that it's very easy to get out of civil marriage. Memele, it may be with intention till death do us part at the time of marriage. But once it becomes known, it becomes porut, and everybody realizes this, I'm not sure. I don't know. Anyway, that's Rav Tankin's position. The problem with Rav Tankin's position is essentially, there are two problems. The first problem is you have the Rambo in Simin Chovov. I don't have the Nebuchadnezzar. The Rambo in Simin Chovov, thank you. Rambo in Chovov, Sif Aleph. The Rambo in Sif and Aleph says, Avli Miyachit, Umuteres losais menable get avishoshim moshonim enel kiznus bialma. That's the Rivosh Simin Vov. There's another Ramah. Where does the Ramah bring the shitas hagoinim b'shem yesh emrim that the funny habo ala pnuya? The Ramah brings the Shitas Hagainim that the Rambam is chaylik on, b'shem yesh, et lamed gimri, it's not lamed gimri, and says that the yesh imrim holds that that creates kiddushin, except in one case. Yeah. The yesh imrim. Dafka bolel, b'beis chomov, av konsul beis bolel, shikicha kvar bolel, dinak nesu, yesh imrim pone bolel apnuy, b'nei edin, that's the Yesh Emrim, that's the Rambam Sari Miktas Agoni. Avol, in far huzak luznus, the Yesh Lish Acheres, loy chashina. The Yesh Mekilin, the whole Indian. Where he is huzak luznus, there is no chazoke of ein odom ois bilosoi bilosnus. The Ramah clearly says there's no reason to be facious. So the first thing that one has to deal with is the case where there are huchsak liznus, which Rav Henkin says, huchsak liznus, it's easy come, easy go. He has no intention of establishing a kind of a permanent relationship. Memele, this isn't the issues that we're talking about. The issues that we're talking about is where he intends to be durable and intends to prevent her from being mezana with anybody else. The real problem is the Chuvas Rivosh. The problem is the Rivosh, and that's the Ramah in Chovot. The Rivosh, it's the Kiddush HaKomer. It was a case where you had two anusim. It's obviously in Spain, whether it's before Gerus Svarav or after Gerus Svarav, I have no idea. I have the impression it was from somebody Achrenim that it was before, but I didn't bother checking the date. They went to a kohen and they got married in church. So it's clear. So the Rivosh has a number of tzodim to be matir. Says the Rivosh, Vafim neimar shen yirosam akedas kim shen nachtetzu yachad kedei lisaris havikim dabrom iski kedushin. He says that Mikomokin Hari Lenosalo Klum Raka Kemir Mavorhisum Bakil Godel Venusin Tabas Lahol Echo. I don't know what kind of ceremony this was, but that was his first time to be matir. But there were other anusim who were present, and it seems to me clear, despite what Rav Enkin says, that the Rivosh was koshish, that some of those anusim were kosher ladies. And that otherwise you would have had Edi Kedushin. He says that there was no Nisinas at Abbas. Therefore, you don't have to worry about the Maisa Kedushin Gisnei HaKremer. Avo, Mashish Lai, Mashish Achidimo, the Pearson, etc., etc. And then we have Megarish Ishtek, Lonin of the Funtiki, Kazoka, Yom Maisa Bilosa Bilos, Nus, says the Rivosh, that in this case, you don't have to be Cheshish because his intention is Kiddushei Kremer and not Kiddushei Teirah, whatever that may mean. And I have problems with that concept also. Then in the end, the Rivosh says that also you need so the simplest reading of the last half of the Rivosh is the Radvaz, that there's no chazok of enomos v'los v'los nos. Mele, if I didn't have the Radvaz, I would be able to deal with this Rivosh differently. But once I have the Radvaz, I'm not mechuyev. But that